The original goal was 50% by June the 29th, and according to what we got from the White House today, we're at 72%. So we're sounds like we're pretty well ahead of the game, Pete.
Well, we are, and you know, it has been our goal from the very beginning to not only meet the requirement of 50%, but to put as much money out as quickly, since once the jobs are out, that means Missourians are working, and we understand the intent of these funds, and that was put money into the economy and get people to work, and we've done everything we could from the very first day to take advantage of that and do what we could to help Missouri's economy.
Do you have any idea how many people are working on these Recovery Act Fund projects?
But, you know, we are using the formula that's been used, that's been provided to us. I'm going to restart that, if that's okay.
Sure.
We have been using the formula that's been provided to us by the Federal Highway Administration, which is that the $1 billion supports 28,000 jobs, and that is supporting directly and indirectly. So we've been taking our money, dividing it into that formula. So $320 million would produce, I don't know what that number is.
About a third of the $1 billion.
Yeah, it would be somewhere. It would be supporting, you know, directly and indirectly. But, and I think it's important to understand when we say direct and indirect that you have to go well beyond just simply the person that's working on the project, and even just the people that are providing the concrete and the steel and so forth. Is then you have the restaurants that benefit and the grocery stores that benefit from those wages, who then order something from agricultural facilities, and they have traced that down many, many layers to come up with this number. But we know that here in Missouri, there are a substantial number of people that are working today that would not have been working were it not for these stimulus dollars.
They say the longest project in Missouri with these funds is down in New Madrid in I-55, 44 miles long. That's a pretty long stretch.
We are fixing a lot of roads. We are building several very critical projects in the state with these funds, whether it's the Missouri 141 project over in St. Louis County, which has major economic development implications for the St. Louis region, or the 435 I-70 interchange in Kansas City that is a bottleneck for that region. And throughout Missouri, we have projects that are benefiting our transportation system as well as providing jobs.
One of the things that they say in the news release from the White House, when they point out the I-55 44-mile-long project, is that it is in an economically distressed area. Did the economics of an area play a role in determining which projects would get this money, or was it just that the projects that are ready to go, we go with them?
No, we took into account the economic conditions of the areas that had projects that we took into account the economic conditions of counties and cities in determining which projects. But the important thing to understand is that there were a number of considerations that we had to consider, and the very first one is that projects had to be ready to go within 120 days. That test eliminated many good projects that we would have liked to have been able to do, but simply were not able to because they were not ready to go that quickly. Overall, we've ended up with 64% of all of our funds are being spent in economically distressed areas of our state.
That's a pretty important thing to for the state. We talk about creating jobs, but when you create jobs in an area like that, then the whole project assumes much more importance, doesn't it?
It does. We were very pleased with our first project in the nation, which was the Tuscumbia Bridge project down in Miller County. That was an area that had just seen some major job losses. And so for us to be able to undertake a project that the region had needed literally for two decades, to be able to take a project on like that and to to be able to do that within an area that had been hit so hard with job losses. I thought that was a very good project to kick off the entire stimulus program for the United States.
Now that you've got all of these projects underway, are you finding that you're getting some bargain prices from the people who want to contract to do these jobs?
Contractors are pretty hungry right now. The contracting community has really been hit hard by the downturn. So we have seen extremely good prices. In the beginning, we had assumed we would get better than average prices. So we over-programmed the available dollars by 10%.